Halton here. At MSA, our health and safety drives them to develop advanced safety equipment with performance and protection in perfect balance, like Globe Athletics, the latest innovation in turnout gear. Developed as athletic gear for firefighters, Athletics uses unique stretch fabrics that provide body contoured fit for unprecedented range of motion and flexibility. It's lighter weight, less bulky, and provides the protection you need from your turnout gear. Get the full story at msafire.com/globe.
Hi, and welcome to Talking Trucks and Equipment. This is Chris McClune with Fire Apparatus and Emergency Equipment. So, we are in September. Today is September 25th, and it's been quite a year. It's been quite an interesting year. I think that's an understatement. Hopefully, everyone continues to stay healthy. During this, and you know, all the guidelines that we have implemented over the past, you know, basically 6 months. I look at March 16th as the day everything went to crap, but that's because that's the day that all three of my kids stopped going to I guess you could say brick and mortar schools. is that a term yet? I know we talk about brick and mortar stores for department stores when we talk about online shopping and such. So this is September 25th. We're getting ready to head into the fourth quarter of 2020 and what has been a year unlike any other I've experienced. We've got lots of catchphrases these days. We've got unprecedented times. We've got fluid situations, and that's actually what I wanted to kind of touch on this evening is the fluid situations. We've got a situation right now where we are all kind of considering what we have right now a new normal. I like to kid around. I'm from the Philadelphia area and I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. And when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, my sons and I, we went down into the city and we attended the parade. And at the end of the parade, you know, they give their speeches and everything. And the coach of the Eagles said, "This is our new norm." You know, so whenever I hear people say new normal, I think of Doug Peterson saying this is our new norm. And I also kind of think about how, you know, the new norm wasn't quite what he thought it was going to be, considering the Eagles haven't been back to the Super Bowl since that time. So that's kind of what I want to I wanted to touch on today. You know, the new normal that we have right now is face masks. You know, just talking about our personal lives, not necessarily on the department. Just talk about our personal lives. We've got right now we wear face masks everywhere we go. You know, my new normal is usually getting to where I want to be and turning around and going back home to get the mask that I forgot that I didn't leave in the car. You know, we've got somebody said at the firehouse one day that this is a mask. Face masks are now the new dice, new hanging dice that people hang from cars. They've all got masks hanging from their mirrors. And of course, at some point, someone will probably say that the UV light from the sun is destroying the masks and not really providing any protection to anybody. But, you know, it'll be funny when that finally comes out. But so we're all wearing face masks wherever we go, in the station, out of the station. I know my station right now, we've got signs on the doors. You're not supposed to come in unless you're wearing a face mask. You know, and that's another place where I'll respond to the call. Now, obviously, you know, we're not asking everyone to have them on as they run into the firehouse because we're trying to respond. But once they get on the truck, you know, the expectation is that, you know, we've got things set up where you ought to be, you know, if we have we've increased the personnel that we're carrying in the back of the truck. But in so doing, you know, we're asking people, you know, to wear masks. So yeah, it's interesting, you know, certainly. Right now, the an investment in a face mask company probably wouldn't be a bad call, or a gator company probably wouldn't be a bad call because everybody's buying them. I I know I have a gaiter that I use usually. It's just more comfortable for me to use. So, my kids are going back to school. They're on hybrid school schedules. Going back to school. One kid is in school all the time, but he's in middle school and he's not changing classes. They have their cohorts, and everybody's wearing masks and they're wearing them. My son, he's a rower. He's got to wear a mask during practice, which is killing him. That's one new norm, and in the fire service we've come across new norm. And this is not the first time we've heard new normal in the fire service. I know a number of years ago when I first came back onto the book here, we were just coming through. I came on to fire apparatus and emergency equipment in December of 2010, and we were still recovering as a fire service industry from the recession of the Great Recession that occurred in 2008, 2009. Back then we were looking at what had been pretty much a peak of fire apparatus sales, and then once the municipal budgets caught up, then we saw the drop and apparatus sales went down. And gosh, I mean, these are not companies that don't know how to prepare for these things. So obviously there were preparations made, and I can't think of anybody going out of business during that time. We've had situations where the things have gone down, and the new normal was that we would never quite hit that peak again. We would be at around these X amount of units sold, X amount of apparatus, X amount of dollars. So we've seen that. But one thing, especially this year, that I have seen is that new normal is always evolving. There it never stays. That new normal isn't going to be around for very long. For example, so let's see, March 16th is when everything went down. We stopped all, we weren't supposed to be inside the firehouse at all unless there was a call. We weren't supposed to hang out after fire calls. All those things that are pretty much the same across the board. Now it has scaled back, but we were then, doing a lot of digital training. And personally, I think that is going to be one great thing that has come from this in the fire services, that we really, really we were forced to, not that everybody didn't, but we were forced to embrace more digital solutions to things, and that has been something that has been exciting to watch. I know for my fire company, we were able we went out, we chose instructors, we chose classes that we kind of liked. We contacted them and said, "Hey, would you be interested in coming out and doing a Zoom presentation for us?" And they did. And they did. Some of them, it was their first time. Some of them had already done it a couple times and sort of had things ironed out. Obviously, audio has always been audio and video were always kind of the points that we were at. But we did that via Zoom. Now we are able to, but that normal only lasted for a few months. It's not like our new normal is going to be face masks for the rest of our lives. At least I hope not, because I'd really like to not be talking to my grandchildren someday saying, "I remember when I could go to Burger King and I didn't have to wear a mask, or I didn't have to stand 6 feet away." Although, I mean, I think there's always kind of, I don't like to be up in people's grills, while they're getting their food. So, if anything, the 6 foot thing has, just sort of caused us to be a little bit more polite with each other, maybe. But, so that was, so that's something that has evolved, and now we are starting to go back to in-person training. But one of the great things that came from that is that we, via the Zoom meetings, we established relationships with these instructors. And in fact, with one in particular, he's been back out twice now to our training facility, to do some in-person, to do some hands-on training with us. So that's been really great. And obviously, with precautions taken and everything. We just had someone come in the other night to talk about some hydrant stuff, some pumping stuff. So it's been really good. Our Firefighter One program has begun again. So, that new normal, that we hear so much is constantly evolving. It's not stagnant. My new normal right now is having a son who just got his driver's license and wants to drive everywhere, which is great, but at the same time nerve wracking. So it looks like, you know, for now, you know, our new normal is going to include digital solutions for everything from equipment demonstrations to fire apparatus pre-conference and final inspections to training. Fire apparatus, that's a good example as well. I was out at an apparatus manufacturer back in July. I went out and they were talking to me about how, you know, they had just, I was there to cover a couple of fire trucks. In fact, it's one of our unbox videos. So check that out at fireapparatus.com/unbox. But, so I was there to cover these two rigs, and they said, yeah, on the one rig, they had just completed their final inspection via teleconference or via Zoom conference. I don't know if it was Zoom that they were using. I'll tell you what, if you didn't own stock in Zoom before, man, I'll tell you, that's one business that has gone crazy. And what's interesting is you don't hear anymore the other. Or I don't hear right now. Maybe other people do, but I don't hear a lot of people using the other video conferencing and other teleconferencing and other web-based meeting conferencing applications that were very popular. Now everything seems to be on the Zoom side. And in fact, I'll be talking about something else in a minute here about how these digital solutions are helping people reach each other, product and firefighter. But you know, that apparatus thing, the pre-conference, the final inspection, you know, these things being done, you know, things don't stop just because we have the pandemic. You know, as always, you know, there's been a tendency to find solutions, and on our things, it's on our side, those have been largely digital. You know, what's important to remember, though, is that new normal is always evolving. What's normal today is not going to be normal in a year or even 6 months, especially this year. You know, we've gone from, you know, stay at home orders to you can go out, but you got to wear a mask all the time. Hopefully by the time Christmas gets here, you know, we'll be able to, and, you know, just thinking about the Christmas season, you know, shopping, all that kind of stuff, everything is going to be different. There is no normal, you know, right now. So, you know, and we look at that, you know, going back in time, and what kind of got me thinking about it was I was out at the grill one day, and, I had opened the grill to flip some burgers, and you know, the heat was coming out, and I was wearing a, you know, just, you know, summertime, you know, t-shirt and shorts. I had a chain around my neck and it was zinging me from the heat, and it just made me think back to when I was going through firefighter one. Nomex hoods were not standard issue yet at my fire company as part of your turnout, your PPE ensemble. And you know, back, I remember we were going through an evolution for basement fires. So, you know, I'm going down the steps, and as I'm going down the steps, our face pieces for our SCBA did have metal rings on them, you know, to attach the rubber straps to the main mask. And, you know, I didn't have a hood, so I had my flaps down. I had my collar up and Velcroed around. So, you know, as you know, to protect myself as much as possible, but the heat was still impacting and it was still zinging me. The pieces of metal were still zinging me. And of course, with a hood that would happen as well, but they were still zinging me with little pinches of heat, you know, on my neck, around my neck, and around my jaw. I remember really getting annoyed. And when I was grilling and I had that chain around my neck on, it just made me think of that. And it also made me think of, you know, what was normal then is not normal now. The hoods are standard issue. The masks, the face pieces for SCBA have changed. You look at just, you know, 1993, I'm on 1981 American LaFrance cab. You've heard me talk about this many times. We were still able to stand up in the crew cab area, not on the back step, but on the crew cab area. Moving from the back step to enclosed calves, wearing full turnout gear instead of hip boots, changing the designs of the face pieces, providing firefighters with not one but two protective hoods. These are all parts of a normal that we have today, but that is constantly changing. Now, we're not just talking about two hoods. We're talking about two sets of PPE. We're talking about, the possibility, we're talking about, of new decontamination procedures that are becoming normal across the fire service. As I said, that new normal is only going to be there for about a week before things change. Now, one thing that has been changing this year has been on the event side of our industry, and the events that are out there where firefighters go to see the newest and greatest, and to see fire trucks, to see what other fire departments are doing, to see what the newest products are. We haven't been able to have them this year. There have been basically no face-to-face events. For those who can't travel far, there are lots of regional shows, and of course, those who can make it go to FDIC International. And FDIC is really it's not only an event, it's an experience, and it is also a place where people from across the country return to every year to see people who they met before, who they commiserated with, who they exchanged ideas with, things like that. Friendships are started at FDIC, and you can have people on the East Coast and the West Coast coming back to that Midwest location in Indianapolis to see each other every year and revisit things and everything. So it was a sacrifice for a lot of people. Certainly that FDIC International didn't happen this year, but that was another and those opportunities to connect firefighters with education, to connect firefighters with the products available. It was missing this year. But again, to use another very popular word right now, we pivoted. We pivoted from those live events, which there is no. There's no replacement for a live in person. Hands-on event. There's just no replacing that. And but what we were able to do is we were able to move over to that digital side. And I just wanted to talk real quick about an event that wrapped up recently. It was the Rev Fire Group Apparatus Conference and Expo. It was something that I was part of. It was exciting to be a part of it. It was enjoyable to be a part of it. It was nerve-wracking to be a part of it. I've never been part of a live streaming video, almost TV show before. But we pulled it together for Rev. We took a look at 20 fire trucks over 5 weeks. 20 fire trucks. That's pretty amazing. During those 5 weeks, we looked at four per week. We saw trucks from E1, Ferrara, KME, Spartan ER. We talked. We launched a product that was talked about for the first time. We talked about a new concept. We've had the clean cab concept. Now we're talking about the sterile cab concept with a product that was available from United Safety through the Rev Fire Group. So it was exciting because we were still able to put that out there. I just did an unbox video for a product called the Turbo Pierce, and it was going to be launched at FDIC International, and now the unbox video is going to be sort of the national unveiling. So these are exciting times. These are exciting things we're doing on the digital side. Does it replace being able to see the product in person? Of course not. But we are moving full throttle toward FDIC International 2021. So believe me when I say things are coming back in that respect, and you will all have that opportunity to get out there and see the products as they are introduced. So we had the Rev Truck Expo, and RevTruckExpo.com is the address for it. It has wrapped up, but what was available is available on demand. So this was not only a truck show, it was also a conference. It had FDIC International powered education. So there are webinars, the truck walk-arounds and reviews after with industry experts are available on demand, and they will be for a while. So revtruckexpo.com, everything is available on demand. You can view the schedule. We also have Dreggerfest coming up, where you're going to be able to on October 1st, just next week, Dreggerfest.com. That's going to be an opportunity for you to see Dregger's full breadth of products. You know, a lot of times we think of them as an SCBA company, but they do a lot more on the fire training side and also atmospheric monitoring. So take a look at that next week. The point is, while we are not able to meet in person, which is always a bummer, we are able to still bring you the products to you. We are still able to bring the products to you, and you know, via digital means. You know, and so keep coming to fireapparatus.com, fireengineering.com, firefighternation.com to learn more about these events as they come forward. You know, we are going to be continuing to do them. You know, my October editorial is Technology Redux, and you know, there's been a lot of it out there. We practice what we preach here. You need to embrace technology, and we have. Just as a brand, fire apparatus and emergency equipment, we've embraced the technology on that end. And you know, we say that the same thing about the fire service. You know, you have to embrace that technology when you need it, and we have as a fire service. But there has been a lot of lamenting. I've seen it, you know, in columns in the magazine. I've seen it in other places lamenting the absence of those live events this year, and there is no replacing them. That is for sure. But there are alternatives right now in what has become a new normal for the time being. But looking forward to 2021, we are definitely looking forward to having FDIC International, EMS Today, all those events that you have come to expect us to put on for you, so that you can get the highest level education and highest quality education and highest the best opportunity to see what is new in the fire service. But also, as the for the time being, don't forget to visit us, because we are putting a lot out there on the digital side to help you connect with people. And believe me, with these events, what we're able to do on the digital side for these events is, yes, you are going to see the products. Now, for the unbox, you're going to see the product, but we do give you the website at the end. For these events, for example, the Rev Truck Expo, for Dreggerfest, you are able to schedule meetings with representatives from the company. So you can, and some of these are via Zoom. Some of them, I'm sure you could do over the phone. But you know, it's that face to face. It's all that's missing is the tactile, being able to actually, you know, get your hands on that product and take a look at it. Because, you know, again, I mean, one of the best things about the in-person event is getting up inside the truck. I wrote an editorial recently where, you know, like when I was a kid, and I would, you know, we had a 4th of July parade every year. And that 4th of July parade went right by my parents' house. So I was out there every year. I was in my Emergency 51 red helmet, you know, waving, and I could not wait to get on those trucks. And you know, there is a certain amount of that even today. You know, as we go, we talk, you know, we go to the booth, we see the truck, get inside, take a look at everything, talk to the people who are in the booth, and then, you know, thank them for their time, step away and go to the next booth and go through it all over again. And that's one of my favorite things about these shows, of course, is being able to see the rigs and see how they're set up and see how they are, you know, the compartment mounting and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, boy, where was I going with that one? I got off onto a tangent there. But you know, so, but you can replicate that booth experience except for, you know, the actual going to the truck and getting on and all that. But I know for my fire company, there is a truck committee that is putting together some plans for a new pumper. I'm on the email chain there for hey, you know, we're going to have X company come to the firehouse tonight with a truck to demo, you know. So I mean, you know, thing as I said before in the beginning, you know, things aren't stopping. Things aren't stopping. We're still proceeding. We're just, you know, kind of shifting toward a more digital environment, just so we can kind of keep things moving, even though they're not exactly the same. Nothing is going to ever replace an in-person final inspection, and we're going to get back there. We there may be some right now that are there, you know, with proper social distancing and proper, you know, proper face mask use, and you know, take your temperature before you go to the floor, you know, the final inspection floor. You know, everything's fine. I mean, you should be able to still do that, and you know, we're gonna get back there. You know, of course, you know, I mean, it's a trickle down kind of a thing where, you know, the airlines, you're gonna have to take a plane to get to where you got to go, and you have to be comfortable with that. But the point is, you know, our manufacturers are making it available, are still making themselves available to you to go through that process. So I've kind of run off at the mouth there for a bit. Thank you for listening, as always. We'll be back in 2 weeks, October 9th. I'm going to be back on, and I hope to have a guest that week to talk about some things. You know, maybe talk about the pandemic a little bit, talk about, you know, some of the issues that are impacting us right now. I will be for our December issue. Now, I know that's a ways off for many people, but believe it or not, I'm working on it now. You know, I do an outlook every year for that, and you know, I mean, the outlook this year is going to have a lot to do with the pandemic and how it's impacted business for 2020, how it's expected to impact business in 2021, so that you can get an idea of what, you know, you'll be up against as you start to do this. Again, nothing stops. So, you know, as equipment reaches the end of its useful its life cycle, as it reaches the end of its life cycle, it needs to be replaced. You know, just think about like extrication equipment, you know. You know, there does come a point where you need to you know, go up to that newer model. You know, we talk about technology all the time. We talk about you know, where we're at on the technology side, and as you know, eventually some things, you know, they're not supported anymore. We see that with our phones all the time. By the way, just talking about technology, there is. I've heard rumblings, you know, as I said, our fire company is going to be getting a new pumper at some point, and I've heard, you know, it's interesting to listen to the conversations around the firehouses as the guys are sitting there talking about what they want, and you know, we have. You know, a couple trucks that are multiplexed, and there's one truck where there was apparently a bad ground somewhere, and it took some time to diagnose. And it is important to remember that trucks today are components. They're puzzles. They're, you know, I don't want to say they're Lego bricks, but you know, they're puzzles that are put together with a component from here, a component. The days of a true manufacturer that does everything from the motor to the pump to the to the body to the cab, they're not here anymore, you know. So you're taking components from other manufacturers, you're putting them together, and I just want to re-emphasize, you know, that some of these things, although there is always going to be a punch list, there's always going to be things you have to go back and kind of fix, you know. But it's interesting, you know. Don't go after Ricky Riley. Actually put it really, really well, and I'm gonna sit here now, and I'm gonna scurry, trying to find his quote. But he did a re he put it really, really well. And let's see here. Ricky Riley makes the statement, "We sometimes just want to blame the name of the company on the front of the truck rather than the real cause of the issue. Regardless of who builds our rigs, any department has a say in every component on the truck." And I think that's critical to remember. I really, really do. And Ricky's one of our editorial advisory board members. And we had him during the Rev Truck Expo. I forget, he was the Spartan ER guy. So we talked to him during that week. He was there to comment on things. And, you know, he said that in relation to maintenance challenges. The October FA Viewpoints is going to cover maintenance challenges. And, you know, when we talk about technology, it can be challenging. New technologies come very quickly and so quickly sometimes that we don't have an opportunity to master them before the next one comes down the pike. Again, that evolving new normal. And instead of blaming the technology we choose for a problem, we blame the name on the front of the truck. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. It's very easy to say, like, you know, "Oh, I don't want to go with company X because we had this issue." Well, you know, there's going to be repairs that need to be made on any vehicle, no matter who builds them. So always obviously look for that service after the sale. So we are just about at the end of the show here. I thank you for listening. Again, we'll be back on October 9th. Don't forget to go to DreggerFest.com to register for next week's event that we're bringing to you. Bobby Halton, Editor-in-Chief of Fire Engineering and the Education Director for FDIC International, will be playing a huge role there. It's going to be firefighter to firefighter. The guests on the event. It's a one-day event, and it'll be archived just like the Rev Truck Expo was. So, again, this has been Chris McClune. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Talking Trucks and Equipment. Have a good one. October 9th, we're back. We'll have a guest, and have a good one, and stay safe.